All right, it's Raider week as the Chiefs travel to Oakland to take on the 5-6 Oakland Raiders. And you look at this Raiders team, and it's one led by young superstars. It all starts with Derek Carr.
It does. He's been one of the bright young players in the NFL this season. He's averaging 255 yards passing, has 24 touchdowns, just 6 interceptions. Now, he's got some elite players, some elite young players on that offense around him. But what's been really impressive is how well he's spread the ball around so far this season. They've got 6 players with at least 3 receiving touchdowns. That's the best mark for any team in Oakland Raiders history, and they've obviously got a pretty good tradition over there. But you look at what he's been able to do. He's just 105 yards shy of becoming just the 5th quarterback in NFL history in his first 2 seasons to throw for at least 3,000 yards and have 20 touchdowns. That's pretty elite company. He's been everything as advertised for them.
Carter was last year's 2nd-round pick for the Raiders, but you look at this year's draft. Amari Cooper was billed as the best receiver headed into this draft. The Raiders take him in the 1st round. He's lived up to that so far.
He has, and he's proved to be the best receiver in that draft. He's got 851 yards receiving this year. He's got 4 touchdowns. He actually has 4 games of at least 100 yards, which is tied for the 7th most in the NFL this season. But Cooper is actually just 149 yards shy of picking up 1,000 for the season, and he would be the 4th player in NFL history at 21 years old or younger to have at least 1,000 yards. It's pretty esteemed company.
You look at that connection between Carr and Cooper. If Carr is going to continue to have success, it's going to be against a Chiefs pass rush that's pretty good. How is this O-line for Oakland?
That's been one of the main reasons that Derek Carr has been so successful, is the fact that he hasn't been under pressure as much as other quarterbacks you see around the league. And when a quarterback's not under pressure, he's able to make plays. He's been sacked just 14 times so far this season, which is tied for the fewest amount in the NFL. So you look at Tamba Ali, he's got 6.5 sacks this season. He's kind of found the fountain of youth so far. Bob Sutton is very good at bringing guys from different places, finding a creative way to bring pressure. They got to crack that code because the Raiders have been pretty good at protecting Carr.
Got to be happy with the Chiefs defense so far over the past few games. All right, so we know about the Oakland offense. What are you seeing in this Oakland defense?
I think it starts with Khalil Mack. I think he's got 7 sacks. When you talk about bright young superstars on the offensive side of the ball and Derek Carr and Amari Cooper on the defensive side, you got to start with Khalil Mack. He's been every bit as advertised. You look at analytics like Pro Football Focus, they have him ranked as one of, if not the best outside linebacker slash edge player in the NFL. And then going to the other side of it, you look at Charles Woodson. He's 39 years old. This will be his 250th regular season game of his career, tied for 4th most among active players. He also is 2nd in the NFL with 5 interceptions. The guy just keeps making plays. He's been making plays for almost 2 decades. He's definitely somebody you got to watch out for because he's got a nose for the ball. He likes to make those game-changing plays.
So impressive to watch. All right, if you have to focus on one thing headed into this game against the Raiders, what is it?
It's the same thing we've been talking about for, like, what, the last 5 games that they've won is turnovers. The Chiefs have forced 14 turnovers during this 5-game winning streak. They haven't turned the ball over once. That starts with quarterback Alex Smith. 283 consecutive passes without an interception. That's approaching the NFL's all-time record. Needs a couple more games like that to break that. But it's the best mark in the NFL this season. It's the best mark in franchise history. When you look at historical streaks of not throwing interceptions, but just not turning the ball over for teams, the Chiefs are one of 3 teams in NFL history to go 5 straight games without turning it over. So they don't turn the ball over, they're going to find success. That's been the recipe recently. Do that again Sunday. I think we're going to like the result.
I know Chiefs Kingdom will hope that continues. They'll hope that the 5-game winning streak continues as the Chiefs take it in to O.co Coliseum this Sunday at 3:05 p.m. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. Now you know what to focus on.